Kelly met Croc at his 40th birthday. Place was full of banditos, Megadeth blasting, the stink of burning meat, and a bathtub full of ice and VB on the lawn. She sat on the couch in the front room, and someone passed her a line tapped out on the back of a magazine. Leaning back in the sofa, the bitter trickle of speed in the back of her throat, she noticed the crocodile paraphernalia. Later, she sat with the blokes in the yard drinking beer and smoking points of meth out of a broken light bulb. She felt good, clear and strong, despite the boozy spin in her head. Running away had been right, she saw. She was grown up. She was wild. She went inside to get a glass of water, and someone blocked her with an arm across the hallway. Croc. She'd seen him turning steaks on the barbecue. He'd seen her too, eyes locking a moment before Kelly looked away. He had noticed her. He rested his cigarette hand on the wall next to her. So, tell me.
Tell you what?
Her skin prickled at his closeness, his unbuttoned shirt, his animal smell of sweat mixed with booze and cigarettes. He tucked away a stray hair, grinning in a way that made her shiver.
Whatever you want, he said.
He was far too old for her. Her face burned in the heat of his gaze, his hungry, sexual smile. Normally, she'd have been too shy, but the meth was at work. She was holed up in the corner, and the only release from the pressure was to talk. Croc laughed. So, we have a wild one, do we? And you look so sweet. Fuck off. I hate that word. He raised an eyebrow, amused. Ah, so you're a bad girl.
I have something you might like to see.
Really?
But only if you don't tell anyone.